Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Etlevet tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete, innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm. Vahfir lina bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim, ya Melik ya Kudüs ya Hafız ya Allah. El evvel ya Allah, el ahir ya Allah, el zahir ya Allah, el batin ya Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le, ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyki ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefiyel Müzdibin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitab-ül aziz. Euzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَاِنْ تَسِبْهُمْ حَسَنَاتٌ يَاكُولُوا هَذِهِ اِبْدِكْ قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ اِبْدَ اللّٰهِ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَزِيمِ. Allah-u Teala says in Sure-i Nisa, and if good befalls them, they say, this is from Allah. And if misfortune befalls them, they say, this is from ourselves. Tell them, all is from Allah. The ayat continues, but what is the matter with those people? They make no effort to understand anything. What's the matter with us? Allah Ta'ala, our Creator, complains that we have made no effort to understand anything. Now, very difficult, he is right, that we have to use these gray cells to understand this ayat. It is very, very important that all is from Allah Ta'ala, not a leaf moves without the will of Allah Ta'ala. So like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, based on this ayat, hayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. How could Allah Ta'ala will for his creation both good and bad? Indeed, he wills for us both good and bad, but he only approves the good. Our relationship to our Lord could be simplified to this formula. What he does is that he commands us to do something, or he forbids us to do something. When he commands us something, he doesn't say, eat baklava. Because we like to eat baklava. He says, eat what is halal. It's difficult. Very difficult, especially in a country like this. So when he commands, he does not command something which we like to do. He commands us something which we do not like to do. When he forbids us, he doesn't say, don't drink muddy water. Of course I won't drink muddy water. But he says, don't drink champagne. Which many like to do. You see, essentially, by our nature and with the will of Allah Ta'ala, who has placed in us that private devil of ours, which is called Nafsi Ammara, our nature of all of us, without any distinction, is more in favor of evil, what Allah Ta'ala forbids, than good. Now, a doctor wants everybody to be healthy and well. And that's his profession. That's what he's here for. So he wants us to be healthy. But he at the same time wants that we are sick so that he can cure us. A teacher certainly wants his students to be well-cultured, knowledgeable, right? But when he teaches, he definitely wants them to be ignorant of the thing which he is teaching them. A baker doesn't want us to be hungry. But he wants us to be hungry so that he can feed us with his bread. In the same manner that we have to sin so that we will realize that we sinned and transform our evil into good. The whole business of the relationship between Allahu Ta'ala and us. Is that we do wrong and that he corrects us. You cannot be a believer without being an unbeliever. You cannot be cured unless you are sick. Now last week I accused us of being a bunch of liars. I accused us of being hypocrites. Some of us felt insulted, but when I told you, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the names of the hypocrites amongst the Ashabi Kiram to Hazrat Uzayfa, Hazrat Umar radiallahu an went ask him, "Brother, tell me, am I included in the list of the hypocrites? And if any of you think that you are better than Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, mashallah." Hypocrite, the murai, is the one who lies to himself. When he is weak, he pretends to be strong. When he is poor, he pretends to be rich. When he is ugly, he pretends to be beautiful. When he is dishonest, he pretends to be truthful. When he is a disbeliever, he pretends to be a believer. Now, according to what I have been telling you, which, by the way, God forbid, are not my words, but the words of Hazrat Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi, when we walk around the world with our chin up, chest out, thinking we are the greatest thing in the world, that we don't need anything or anybody, thus lying to ourselves and behaving as a hypocrite. We can never hope that we will be transformed by the will of Allah Ta'ala from the evil state in which we are into someone which is worthy to be close to our Lord. You don't go and give $100 to Mr. Rockefeller. You go and give money to somebody who is in need. As long as, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I am proud of my need, that we do not see the reality in ourselves, that we indeed are weak, we indeed are impotent and cannot do anything, we indeed are poor even if we have $1 million in the bank, and that we are in need. That is the salvation. That is the time where we can evolve and transform from our lies, from our evil state, by the will of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, into a true human being and a true believer and a true Muslim, inshallah. Ya Rabbi, you are the all-seeing. And you have given us eyes to see. And if those two holes on our face do not give us lessons from what we see, they are two terrible enemies which we are carrying on our heads. Ya Rabbi, Ya Basir, Ya Sami, all hearing, all seeing, all knowing, you have given us eyes and ears, a mind and a heart. Ya Rabbi, teach us how to use it and show us the real reality about all around ourselves and about all within ourselves. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidil Mursaleen Taha wa Yasin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us in the beautiful shape and form of a human being from a drop of dirty blood. Ya Rabbi, we were hungry, you fed us. We were needled, you dressed us. We didn't know how to walk or how to talk, you taught us how to walk and how to talk. Ya Rab, from the moment that we arrived in this world to the moment when we will leave it, every second in our lives, every breath which we breathed, you have blessed us with unaccountable, beautiful gifts. None of which, O generous Lord, we recognize coming from you, alas. We have tyrannized ourselves. We think that we do it all. Ya Rab, teach us shame. Teach us haya. Teach us that we are not worthy even that single breath which we inhale and which we exhale. Teach us at each breath to say Alhamdulillah twice. Ya Rab, teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. Ameen. Bi hurmati Sayyidil Mursaleen Taha wa Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Mahtarat al-Malawan wa Taqab al-Asaran wa Kerar al-Jadidan wa Sekwal al-Tarqadan wa Belik wa Ruhahu wa Arwah Ahli Baytihi min al-Tahiyyat wa Salaam wa Barik wa Sallam alayhi kasiran kasiran kasiran وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.